This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. President Joe Biden won the Colorado Democratic primary easily Tuesday night. However, tens of thousands of voters selected the non-committed delegate option. It's a choice made recently more popular by pro-Palestinian activists who are protesting Biden's response to the war on Gaza. Deep Singh Badesha is a progressive organizer in Denver who voted non-committed.
I'm not voting for him because of what he's done with the war in Gaza. I'm not voting for him because I feel like he struggles with his age, appearing confident, appearing coherent, appearing as a leader.
However, some voters like John Schauble of Jefferson County viewed a non-committed vote as just opening the door to a second Trump term.
How did you know you wanted to vote Biden?
Because I'd like to maintain a democracy.
The non-committed option garnered about 7% of the vote. That's on par with many other Super Tuesday states, but well short of the 15% needed to be awarded delegates. State lawmakers have their eyes on Colorado's funeral industry. A new bipartisan bill would require people to hold a mortuary science degree, complete a one-year apprenticeship, and pass a criminal background check to work in the industry. The move is in response to high-profile cases of misconduct by funeral homes across the state. Sheila Canfield-Jones discovered that she was given dry cement instead of her daughter's cremated remains by the Return to Nature funeral home in Penrose.
My grief will always be there. Anyone who's gone through any type of problems with funeral homes, that doesn't go away. None of it goes away. You live it every day.
The Funeral Industry Association says it supports the licensing bill, but that the state also needs to put more money into enforcement. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. You can find more news from across Colorado at cpr.org and krcc.org.